You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Lisa Berry, and maybe you're aware or maybe you're not that that burger you ate for lunch or that steak you're thinking of having for dinner could impact the environment. Here on 89.1 WEMU, we love to connect you to special guests, and it's my pleasure to introduce a woman who identifies herself as a rancher, a lawyer, an author, and a mother, Nicolette Hahn Nyman. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You're also a graduate of the University of Michigan Law School.
Yes, I am. Class of 1993.
Woohoo! I wasn't going to say the year, but if you're good with it.
Yeah. I just gave it up. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Well, you're here to talk to us today about the sustainability of beef. What exactly does that mean?
Well, beef, you know, anything we do as humans has an impact on the environment. And agriculture is certainly one thing that has a big impact on the environment. And beef and cattle in general, both for dairy and for beef, have been the focus of a lot of discussion in recent years as far as their environmental impact. They've been criticized for, overgrazing, for water pollution, for even climate change now. And so what I'm doing in my book, Defending Beef, is I'm examining how much truth there is in those allegations and trying to sift sort of the myth from the reality.
So is it important that we point out that Nicolette Hahn Nyman is a vegetarian before we go any deeper into this?
Well, it's an interesting twist on it. You know, When I met my husband, which is how I became a rancher myself, I married into the profession. I'd been a vegetarian for a very long time. I was working as an environmental lawyer for Bobby Kennedy Jr. in New York. And the last thing in the universe I thought I was going to end up doing is raising beef cattle or writing a book defending beef. But that's where I am 15 years after starting this journey.
So what is your defense of beef?
Well, essentially, we've always had large herds of grazing animals on the globe, and most of the wild grazing animals have been eliminated through human activity and to some extent because the climate has changed. And now, really, we need those grazing animals because the ecological impact that they have on the earth is something that we need for ecosystems to function properly. So cattle actually can serve as a surrogate for those disappeared wild animals.
What's happening to the grazing cattle?
Well, what's happened in the United States especially is to really take cattle off of grass and more put them, you know, in feedlots and feed them grain and then the dairy side to really just keep them confined continuously. Now, there are many downsides to doing that, but a lot of what I'm arguing is that the more that we have cattle on grass and when we manage them well, they're not an environmental negative, they're an environmental positive. So we really need to shift our whole thinking about the way we're raising animals back towards grass.
And what percentage of America, let's just stick with this country, is doing it that way?
Well, that's kind of a tough question to answer because there's only a small percentage, about 5% of beef that is raised entirely on grass. But all beef cattle are raised for much of their lives on grass.
So as consumers, what do we look for in the store to find out that we are buying the meat from the cows that ate the grass?
Well, there is a label, a grass-fed label. The USDA regulates it, and there are organizations that regulate that. I think really kind of trying to look for something that tells you that this was raised carefully. You know, if it indicates it was raised without antibiotics or hormones, that's a very good thing. If it indicates it was organically raised, that's a very good thing. I also really do encourage people to try to find beef from their local community, though, and then you can directly discuss it with the farmer, and that's the best way.
Speaking of our local community, Nicolette is going to be appearing at Zingerman's on September 13th. What can you tell us about that?
Well, there's a wonderful multi-course meal that's being put together by Zingerman's, and of course they do an amazing job with their food, so I know it's going to be delicious. There will be dairy from local dairy farms, and there will be beef from local cattle, and actually there's going to be some beef from our own little meat company, BN Ranch. And then there's going to be a talk and a discussion about the issues we've just been talking about.
And you, Nicolette Hahn Nyman, will be leading that discussion.
Exactly.
Any way people can find out more information?
The Zingerman's website has all the information. It's zingermanscommunity.com.
Thank you so much for joining us and sharing this information.
Thank you for having me.